Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Get used to hearing this, folks. Oil prices reach a record high. How about this one? Stock market drops precipitously. You know, biggest stock market drop in, you know, 20 years or whatever. Get used to these things. By the way, how's your stock portfolio looking these days? Oh, I don't ask the question to rub it in. I ask because I want to check on you. I want to see how things are going. Here's the thing. I tell people all the time, don't use yourself as the litmus test for how things are going on in the world. But you can't test. Ask yourself this. I wonder if I'm making more money, but I'm not feeling it in terms of what I can bring into my household. Is this something everybody, many other people are feeling? The answer is probably so. Now, if you ask yourself, oh, geez, I just kicked the wall and hurt my toe. I wonder if everybody else that did this, you know, is feeling what I'm feeling. Well, everybody's not kicking the wall. You get what I'm saying? Some things are sort of universal and other things you bring on yourselves. Well, guess what the Democrats have done? The Democrats have found a way to universally hurt the country. And as much as they love to do this, to continue to blame Trump, they can't do it. I'm going to prove to you today the Democrats' strategy and how they're slowly trying to shift things in a very clever way. And what cracks me up about it is it all involves keep Trump in the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That bigger check you're supposedly getting is not keeping up with inflation. And, oh, let me ask you this. Do you feel safe? I'm asking under Captain Demento, do you feel safe? Do you feel safe from Russia? Do you feel safe from a potential war that could drag America into it? Do you feel safe about terrorism? Do you feel safe about invaders coming into our country and essentially taking it over? Do you feel safe about inflation, that you're not going to continue to pay more for things? Do you feel comfort in where things are for you right now? Because, see, I'm going to say this. I don't feel comfortable. I feel like lots of people feel what I'm feeling when they go to the gas pump. I feel like the millions of people who are looking at changing their homes, maybe moving to a new apartment or buying a home, which I'm considering right now, I believe they feel angst. They don't know what's going to happen and when. They're concerned that the bubble's going to pop, but they're also concerned that interest rates are going to go through the roof. I'm concerned about our debt. I'm concerned about our spending. I'm concerned that a big swath of this nation does not care about it, doesn't care to work for it, doesn't care to contribute to it. And here's what I can tell you. All of my cares and concerns fall on the Democratic Party. If you are a Democrat, hey, cover your ears if you don't want to hear the rest of this. Trigger warning. You are a fool. If you voted for Joe Biden, you are a clown, and you should never be allowed to vote again. Let's recap a few things. Just a few weeks ago, Hillary Clinton was hinting, the Democratic Party was hinting that Hillary Clinton could run. Now, this is the second time they've done this. Where's Hillary? I'm making a bigger point here. Stick with me, folks. This is the second time Hillary Clinton has come out of the woodwork in a year to essentially threaten Biden to test the waters for another run at the presidency, and twice she was rebuffed. Let me ask you this question. Who else are they talking about? Joe Biden's under fire. It's funny. You know what we're talking about, conservatives? We're talking about, I wonder if Donald Trump should run again. Maybe we should get somebody else. Maybe it should be Governor DeSantis, or maybe it should be so-and-so. I get asked this question a lot. Who is asking this question of the Democrats? I'm making a bigger point here, conservatives. Pay attention. We are always questioning. We have a leader. We have a guy who set the standard. There's not very few people who can argue this. I know there's some that will, because they're idiots. And these idiots want to argue with Kevin, Donald Trump. Look, there is no question in my mind. This is not, it's irrefutable that Donald Trump was one of the greatest presidents ever. I'm not a fan of Trump's style. I'm telling you, he's one of the greatest presidents ever. There's hardly anybody who's truly being objective who can argue that point. So to do so shows that you're a moron. Yet, we as conservatives are having this discussion. Well, I don't know if Trump can do it. I mean, it should be maybe be DeSantis. We have a proven leader. Now, on the other side, they have a proven idiot, an imbecile. Twice, the woman who Joe Biden said is smarter than he is and who could beat him has tried to defeat him. Nothing's happened. He's got a track record of nothing but devastation and destruction, and you don't have another person being offered by the Democrats. That should make Republicans and conservatives stop, take pause, and understand how we act. Yeah, I'm going to lecture you today. What craziness. Let me tell you how bad it is, and we're going to get into this in the second segment. It's so bad for Biden, the comedians are using Biden's record, trying to make it look like Trump. I will prove this to you today. You're gonna reflect back on this show, and it's gonna make you soul searching. Some of you are already soul searching because you're saying to yourself, you know what, Kevin, you're right. We have a proven leader outside of COVID nonsense, which was a strategy against the entirety of America, not just Trump. And Trump fell for it too a bit. But outside of that, Donald Trump performed stellar. No question. And we are constantly asking ourselves, well, I don't know, maybe it should be this person or maybe it could be Josh Hawley. People have asked me, and I've thrown people in there, but I throw them in there as VPs. I say, Ron DeSantis would be an amazing VP for Trump. Josh Hawley would be an amazing VP for Trump. Ted Cruz, I mean, not as good, but he'd be a good VP. We have people in our, you know, in the bullpen. But Trump's the man. And don't give me 50 reasons why he shouldn't be. There's 5,000 more reasons for every one of your 50 that he should be. But we're talking about it. And that should tell you how good the machine is. When it gets you talking about replacing one of the best presidents ever, this will be historical fact. It already is, according to, as far as I'm concerned, with a dolt. An absolute dolt. A knucklehead. And we're talking about it. That's how strong the media can be. That's how powerful the left can infiltrate us. And you don't even know. We got a great show. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the Democrats' strategy against Trump, and it's the strategy for Biden. It's not really for Biden. It's just against Trump, and it's against us. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I ask a very simple question. How could you possibly support Joe Biden after a year? If this were a year of Donald Trump, what would we be doing? Would we be supporting Donald Trump if gas prices doubled and are set to double again? I already asked you earlier. You get used to hearing this. Oil has reached a new record high. Get used to this. The stock market has given back its returns. These are things happening under Biden. We're dealing with massive inflation. Inflation that, quite frankly, borders on hyperinflation. And nobody, they're making every excuse in the world. Oh, it's about COVID. It's about the Russian war. It's remnants of Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. Anytime you look in the news, Donald Trump is the key discussion on the leftist side while Joe Biden is setting fires and the Democrats are coming in behind him with massive fire trucks going, who pulled that? Who set that fire as Joe Biden and Hunter skulk off somewhere? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Democrats watching the world burn. Not just America, the world. And they burned it down. Every problem we face right now is a problem that the Democrats created. Joe Biden was going to save us all from COVID, right? From the Wu flu. It took a while, didn't it? And you know what? He's still kicking and screaming to save us from the thing that they created. Boy, this is fun to watch. All you got to do is be pay attention to it, but don't look at it head on. It's kind of like those things they would tell you. Don't, okay, look at it. Look right in the center, and then it'll start to wiggle, or you know, move your eyes out to the outside, and suddenly you'll see the picture clearly. Take your pick. But the point is, you don't look at it the way they want you to look at it. You have to look at it with a certain view, and then you can see the picture. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let me play around. Y'all like, what's he talking about? I mean, you know, they were in Reader's Digest or, you know, these Mensa books. So this is what's going on with the Democrats is they now have to convince you that Joe Biden's strategy that is losing on every turn is the winning strategy. And Donald Trump's strategy, well, look at what this guy did. He's horrible. Look, he got us into this war, didn't he? When it's all said and done, let me just give you some narratives, okay? As I mentioned, Joe Biden is a king. He saved us from Afghanistan. It was a great withdrawal. It will go down in history as the greatest withdrawal ever. He saved us from all dying from the Wu flu with his fast action. And he essentially ended Trump's war with Russia. I mean, this is the way they're going to rewrite this nonsense. I mentioned Hillary has tried twice to come back into the scene. Who stopped her? Somebody did. Somebody went to Hillary and said, okay, you tried once, you tried twice. You better stop. Because Hillary came out and said, oh, no, Joe Biden's strategy with Russia is a really good strategy. I like the strategy. Yeah, yeah. And then she disappeared again. Oh, Kankles is gone. You know what else? There's no discussion of Hunter Biden in all of that. I'm just giving you some thoughts, some things to think about, points to ponder. There's no discussion of Hunter Biden as it relates to Russia or Ukraine, and there hasn't been since Russia invaded Ukraine. Two countries where Hunter Biden is tied directly. Nothing. There's no discussion of the Durham report and other people that might get arrested. I'm talking about things that would point the finger directly at Biden. Who is protecting Biden? There's no discussion of the crooked FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS, FISA courts, or the NHS for that matter. The groups who have destroyed not only the country and the sovereignty therein with this crooked election, but also who set this Chinese bioweapon into our population and now want to run from it. And which brings me to the point, where's Fauci? Where's Fauci? Mr. Sunshine, the guy who was on every show talking about, you have to understand, and you're never out of danger. There's always another variant. The variants, and you never know, and the vaccines will work, and the vaccines this, that, and the other. Where's all that? Let me tell you, the fake news machine has failed the left. You've awakened, and all the people that accuse me of being a naysayer and getting people killed, Kevin, is not the case. And here's what I'll also tell you. When you go back in the annals of history and you look at you listen to these podcasts of my show, you're going to remember how much truth you were told from the very beginning. We're going to be talking about leaked audio regarding this pandemic, the scamdemic to get everybody to get vaccines. And you know what the Biden administration was trying to do? The Biden administration used your livelihood, your job, to get people to get a shot, knowing that it didn't work, knowing that they didn't even have the right to do it. Leaked audio. So for the people out there that are, oh, Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist, fine, call me that. That's a compliment these days. Leaked audio from Biden's former NHS guy, or NIH director, and he's spilling the beans. And you know what his excuse was when they got the audio and they play like, hey, do you care to comment? He's like, well, I didn't realize that was going to be a recorded event. So in other words, when it's not recorded, when I don't think you're recording it, I'll tell you the truth. Do you remember, what was the guy's name? The guy that was from MIT who helped sell Obamacare? The goofy dude with glasses? I forget his name. But you know what he said behind the scenes? Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough to sell it. We knew we weren't quite on legal ground, but we figured we'd do it anyway. We would hide some information, blah, blah. And that's what they did to get Obamacare, to get you, the government, to force you to get insurance that, oh, by the way, doesn't insure you. Go try it. Talk to the Canadians. See how well it's working for them. You don't have to go to Canada. No, just go to our hospitals. There's lots of Canadians in there paying for their medical care. I'm just trying to make sense of it all, folks. By the way, the GOP says if they were to get back into the control of the House, they would investigate Fauci. Now, I love the idea, but here's what I've learned. So what? You'd investigate Fauci to do what? To spend lots of money and time to get us all hyped up and frothing at the mouth. Like, ooh, let's go get him. Let's get him. We'd look like the people on, what's that show, Walking Dead. We'd look like the zombies. Oh, go get Fauci. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. Fauci's going to retire with his big fat pension, and he'll die a few years later. And if history writes about him, they'll make him a hero because the Republicans don't know how to make heroes. Conservative movement doesn't know how to make heroes. I'm sorry to give you this bad news. They don't. We fall for the cult of personality and not the people actually doing the work. We come back, we're going to talk more about how they're protecting Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is not expected to face the same political attacks that Democrats heaped on Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Republicans should make sure they vet her record. Senator Ted Cruz speaking on Newsmax.
I think we should vigorously scrutinize her record. Now, one thing I can promise you. We're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
United Airlines is allowing workers who refused a COVID vaccine to return. Those who were exempt due to religious or medical reasons can come off paid leave at the end of the month. United was the first major airline with a vaccine mandate firing 200 employees who refused to get their shot. This is USA Radio News. A major player in the video and gaming world is stopping shipments to Russia.
Sony is suspending sales of its PlayStation game console in Russia. The company is saying it has stopped all software and hardware shipments in the country as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. Sony Group Corporation also announcing a $2 million donation to humanitarian aid organizations to help Ukrainians. The online PlayStation store will also be blocked. Sony joins Microsoft, who announced last week it would stop selling its Xbox consoles and software in Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Circling the wagons around the old man, the old fool, the old clown who now occupies the White House illegally by way of a coup, the big cheat, Joey Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden, father to a crackhead son, husband to an egomaniacal wife, and he runs the country. And we've got a track record now, so there's no reason for us to have to defend our, you know, not voting for Joe Biden. You ain't black. There's no reason to have to make, well, he's done such a great job. I'm sorry I voted. I didn't vote for him. There are many people who said that about Donald Trump. The reason why I know is because many of them called and told me. Literally, I can tell you, my brother called me in February of 2017. I'm sorry, 2016. Said 2017, sorry. And he said, dude, gotta tell you, you were right, because he didn't vote for Trump. And within a month, 2 months of Trump being in office, he called me to say this. John Andrews, anti-Trumper, an unbelievably astute dude, said to me with his own lips, I screwed up. This guy was really good. How many people do you know said that about Trump? Anybody? Hand up. My hand's up. How many people do you think are saying that about Joey Demento? How many people are going, you know, when I voted for Biden, I knew we were going to get together. You know, I had a feeling about him. I liked him. But I got to tell you, he's been really impressive. Yeah, he sure has. If you like inflation, if you like losing money in your stock market, if you like not feeling safe, if you like the threat of thermonuclear war, then yeah, Joe Biden's your man. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Appreciate you guys listening to the program, downloading the show, telling other people about it, the new markets that have come on board. Thank you guys for putting the show on, and hopefully these people will contact me and we'll get a chance to talk. I love communicating with my peeps. And right now I'm making a bigger point that the Democrats have a strategy against Donald Trump. And I say a bigger point. I mean, what's being heard, what you might be hearing on other shows, if you cheat on me and listen to other programs. So there's a strategy that the Democrats are employing. And if you're astute, you can get the strategy. So here's where I want to begin. I want to begin because we've been talking about the price of oil. Here's comedic hack Stephen Colbert going for the cheap shots. And I want to play this clip because there's so many ways to learn as you listen to this clip. And we'll dissect it. So here's Colbert talking about the price of oil and the greater good and some other stuff.
Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. But it's going to cost. Since the invasion, oil prices have skyrocketed. Today, the average gas price in America hit an all-time record high of over $4 per gallon. Okay, that's things, but a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay. It's important. It's important. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, comedic hack Stephen Colbert, I want you to understand how this all comes to be. So there's a room full of writers, and they say, how do we get the word out, but how do we lessen it so that it doesn't feel as bad, and how do we bury it in a joke, and so on and so forth. It's clever to some degree. And it isn't if you really understand the game. So, for example, he's talking about Russian sanctions. He's reinforcing, Colbert's reinforcing, his comedian writers are reinforcing the idea that we've had to do this. We've got to go after Russia. And oil, gas prices hit an all-time high. Let me tell you something. Gas prices were already high. Before this ever happened, gas prices had practically doubled. I don't want you to lose sight of this. Now, he's not going to say that. For him, the new baseline is where it is right now. Understand, folks, the $4 per gallon price is their baseline. Don't think it's what it was when Trump left, which was like $2.50. That's not what they're doing. So then he goes on. It's in the comedy. He says it's right for us to ban Russian oil. We got to hit Putin where he belongs. He called him a war criminal. A war criminal. And then the joke was, get it from Saudi Arabia. Now that's a veiled threat to say that Donald Trump is involved with Saudi Arabia. He doesn't have to say it. That's what he's trying to say. But still, the bigger thing is, these sanctions against Russia, against oil, this is what we've got to do. Now here's the question you should be asking yourself. Well, why didn't we do that at the beginning? Why did it take the prodding by Republicans and the public to say, what? We're buying Russian oil as we're supposedly fighting with Russia? And oh, you know what else he doesn't want to tell you? The sanctions are meaningless. Until they did this one, the sanctions had no impact on Russia. Now, who else are we getting oil from? You know who they're considering getting oil from? We'll play this clip in a bit. They're considering getting oil from Iran. Yes. Iran is one of the places we may get oil. You know who else we might get oil from? Venezuela. Yeah. Venezuela. So we're talking about getting oil from two countries that effectively we have said we're not funding your revolution in Venezuela because Maduro is a horrible guy, and we certainly shouldn't be getting money from Iran. I mean, do I really need to explain it? So he doesn't mention that. He mentions Saudi Arabia. Now then he goes on, he says it's going to cost you. And here's where the punchline, the joke line comes in. It's going to cost you. Average price of gasoline is over $4 a gallon, and it's going to cost you. But you know what? I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to pay more. What did the audience do? Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm so willing. Yeah. That's the mission. Hide this high price. Tell people, you know what? You're going to pay a little bit more for food. You're going to pay a little bit more for that place to live. You're going to pay a little bit more to heat your home or to cool your home. You're going to pay a little bit more to drive your car. You're going to pay a little bit more when you use public transportation and all other services that involve what? The use of fuel. You're going to pay a little bit more when you go out to eat. You're going to pay a little bit more when you go do other forms of entertainment, because everything has to go up in proportion to the Bidenflation that we've created. And oh, by the way, the stagflation is going to be in your salary. It's not going to really grow. In fact, it's going to shrink because everything else is going to be so much higher. And in the punchline, I'm willing to pay $15 a gallon. Why? Because I drive a Tesla. Yeah, the old EV is the solution to everything, right? So here's what I'm saying. I'm saying these comedians and the people who are writing for them to put this message out, they want to soft shoe this. They want to make it sound like this is no big deal. What are you talking about? Look, it's going to hurt a little bit. Get used to it, America. Shouldn't you want to sacrifice for the greater good? Isn't that what they always talk about, the greater good? Meanwhile, I'll ask you again. What's going on with Hunter Biden? What's going on with the investigation into the Clinton family racketeering? What's going on with the Biden families and the fact that James Biden, a grand jury was convened on James Biden? What's going on with the election results in Wisconsin where a former Supreme Court judge is acting as special counsel and uncovered all kinds of cheating? And that should be the boilerplate that we use to go around the country in these other battleground states and expose this. What's going on with all that? What's going on with the crooked FBI and CIA and NSA who colluded to get rid of Trump? What's going on with the people who actually lied about Russian collusion? And I'm not talking about Kleinsmith. I'm talking about others. What about the people who recommended stuff to the FISA court? Why haven't these people been put in prison? Who's got Hunter Biden's laptop? I think the Russians do. I think the Chinese do. Have we talked about Chinese spying in America? Do you know how many stories have broken about Chinese spying in America and people complicit with them in academia that we've ignored? What about the number of people dying on the vine, ages 18 to 64, in record numbers and not a peep? I could go on. Now we've got leaked audio that we'll hopefully get to today through Biden's former NIH director, where he says, yeah, we wanted to force people to get this shot because we wanted more people to get it. We had to scare people into getting it. Now they've gotten it and people are dying and everybody's backing away. And I could go on and on and on. We have a lot more to dissect, so keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have a strategy against Trump. Easy to see. Easy to see. They want to replace Trump with Biden. Trump is now incompetent. Joe Biden is leaderly. What, is that a word? He's got all the leadership qualities. Let's do that. And Donald Trump, well, he's an idiot, right? Everything Donald Trump did that kept gas prices down, that kept oil prices down, that allowed you to heat and cool your home at a reasonable amount of money without you breaking the bank. Prescription drugs, you could afford them. Child care, you could afford. You had a job where you were actually making money and had mobility. You had inflation under control. You had a stock market that was on the rise. If you put your money in the market under Trump for 4 years, you made money, right? You had you felt safe because Donald Trump had the world backing off of us. He had NATO paying its bills. He was bringing our partners in check. He was getting rid of our massive deficit with countries that don't like us very much, including China, where we had a $375 billion deficit. He was bringing the critical infrastructure type products manufacturing back to the United States, like steel and lead and things that go into building products, manufacturing coming back in droves, economy surging, and I could go on. This is the track record of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, while all that was happening, he was under fire, being looked at for Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion. They were cheating him out of the next election, setting the stage for that by jacking with voting machines. They were implementing attorneys generals and putting in a strategy for attorneys generals where they wouldn't have to count the votes, and they were making illegals come into the country, like, you know, so they could get those votes. And I could go on. While all this is happening, this man is fighting the very people that are supposed to be loving this country and helping to grow this country, no matter who's the president. They're fighting against him. And he still performed. Now you got Joe Biden. He's getting very little pushback. There are no investigations being launched where obvious investigations should be launched. There should be cognitive testing of Joe Biden just on his competence. Trump took the test. So why wouldn't they do cognitive testing on Joe Biden? They talked about invoking the 25th Amendment on Trump after he took a cognitive test. Joe Biden is burning down America and the world, and they don't even want to talk about it. First thing Joe Biden didn't address, the border situation. Massive run at the border. Has it stopped? Have you heard anybody talking about it? You think it's done?
Oh, Kevin, they just interrupted some Haitians trying to get in.
Yeah, great. It's easy to interrupt Haitians. How easy is it to interrupt Mexicans? That's our real border problem. Man, health care through the roof. Have they solved our health care problem? It costs you more to go to the hospital now. And I'm not talking about Obamacare. I'm talking about COVID protocol. What is that added to your bill? Do you feel better for going to the hospital? Look at everything where you get charged extra for COVID. Go to a restaurant. Some of them have COVID on there. They put it on the receipt. So along with the already increased prices of everything under Joe Biden, double for gas, double for your heating, 20-30% jacked up in your food prices, which all is going to still be higher. You get excise taxes of COVID protocols. Is all that going to go back to normal too? Just curious. Anyway, the strategy is for the Democrats is replace Joe Biden and Trump. Just take them and put them into the two different deals. Just take Trump, a record of success, move him over here and act like it's failure, and make Joe Biden look like he is a success. And I want to play another comedic hack. This is the first show I've played any of these comedic hacks. Played one for Colbert, now we're going to play one from Seth Meyers. And as you listen to this, this is Seth Meyers parsing Donald Trump at CPAC. And he doesn't like his style. But listen to the description of Donald Trump and ask yourself, who is Seth Meyers really talking about?
It's worth remembering in a moment of international crisis like the one we're in right now that we came incredibly close to having this criminal dingus in charge of our response. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine what things would be like with Donald Trump at the helm right now? I mean, put aside everything else. Have you heard him talk lately? He sounds like he's muttering to himself while sitting under his favorite tree at the old folks' home after getting his morphine drip topped off.
Yesterday, reporters asked me if I thought President Putin was smart. I said, of course he's smart, to which I was greeted with, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. I'd like to tell the truth. Yes, he's smart. The NATO nations, and indeed the world, as he looks over what's happening strategically with no repercussions or threats whatsoever, they're not so smart. They're looking the opposite of smart. If you take over Ukraine, we're going to sanction you, they say. Sanction? Well, that's a pretty weak statement.
God, I wish I knew where his teleprompter was during that.
I wish you could actually see that. But here's what's interesting. Welcome back, by the way, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So Seth Meyers is trying to ridicule Donald Trump over that speech at CPAC. And his joke is, I wish I knew where the teleprompter were, because Trump is kind of staring in one direction and reading the teleprompter. But what I want you to understand is, how did he describe him? He says, imagine what it would be like with Trump at the helm. But before we do that, and he described him as a criminal dingus. So let's imagine what it would be like with Trump at the helm, shall we? Okay. His first 4 years. That's what it's like. Trump's term as president is what it would be like. And what it would be like, Seth, what's his face, is it would be less inflation. People could afford their homes. People could afford their apartments. People would be watching their paychecks rise without it being eaten up by inflation. And I could go on, all the things that I talked about earlier. But this guy is asking the question, what is he really asking? Who is he really? What's really happening here? He wants you to believe that Donald Trump, who has been exonerated from everything they tried to put on him, who is the farthest thing from being a criminal, the guy who completely said, I'm not going to be involved in any stocks, bonds, tradings or anything. He divested himself of every possible form of the ability to enrich himself. He calls him the criminal. While Joe Biden's family is undoubtedly got their fingers in pies all over the world, but he wants you to think Trump's the criminal dingus. Who's the dingus? Who's the guy that people to this day are still going, he ain't all there? You know who it is. And he says, listen to how he sounds. Seriously, in comparison to Joe Biden, here's a clip of Joe Biden in a recent press conference, and this is how confident Joe Biden is about his job.
When the history of this war is written, Putin's war on Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger. And God bless all those heroes in Ukraine. And now I'm off to Texas. Thank you very, very much. I know there's a lot of questions, but there's a lot more that has to be made clear, and I'm going to hold on that until we get more information. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The dude in charge will not take questions about what might be the biggest thing happening in our country and the world today. Welcome back, everybody. By the way, going back to Seth Meyers, here's my question to Seth Meyers and Trevor Noah and all of them. Trump's not president. Biden's president. Is there nothing you have to discuss about Joe Biden? Is there anything negative that this guy's done? I've given you a litany of things that this knucklehead's done. The speeches, his slurring of speeches, and his comments like, let's go get him, and walking off in the wrong direction, and all kinds of stuff. When Gerald Ford was president, do you remember if Gerald Ford was known to fall a bit, he'd trip over his feet. And every Saturday, late night host would show Gerald Ford just being Gerald Ford, kind of stumbling over himself. You see that with Biden? This guy is a walking, talking comic joke, and they can't find anything to say about him, but they are obsessed with Donald Trump. You think it's about Trump? You really think it's about Trump? See, because I think it's bigger than Trump. I think it's about you and me. I think they want to do everything they can to demoralize us. And as I said earlier, what do they have us talking about?
I don't think Donald Trump should be our guy. I think we should be looking for somebody else.
Who are they looking for to replace Joe Biden? I want to finish this hour asking you that question. Who are they looking for? Who should really be replaced?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.